Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. My pleasure having you part of my day and allowing me to be part of yours. That's an honor for me to be able to do that. I know you're going to be glad you hung out with us today because you heard Ruth Sherman is in the building, so to speak. Ruth is an internationally recognized expert on communication, getting your message across to other people, and also learning how to let other people get their message across to you. She is the president of Ruth Sherman and Company. She is the author of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away. She's our good friend. Ruth, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. How are you? Thanks for having me today.
It's good to have you back, as always. And folks, as you may know, and if you don't, you need to know that Ruth has been with us many times before. And you can go to our website and go back and listen to all of the interviews that she's conducted with us over the years, and see listen to some of the things that she's told us in the past, besides the topic that we're going to talk about today. And you can do that at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Just find her in the Brain Trust, or this week, find her on the schedule page. Ruth, okay, we're heading into the holidays.
Yep.
Is there anything in particular that you recommend that we do it's not sort of an unnatural act, but it just makes sense in our communication to bring in some kind of a holiday theme? What do you think?
Here's what I think, Jim. I think in the run-up to the giving season, we tend to think of generosity as giving money or things to those less fortunate, or perhaps to those below us in rank or seniority. Mm-hmm. And all of this is good. It's really good. But what I like to think about is generosity in communication that we can perhaps start now and use all year long. How does that sound?
I like it. And I'll tell you what, one of the reasons I like that is because you called it the giving season.
Yep.
And I know you said that because that's what we've made it, but I don't like that term.
Yeah.
Because I like the last thing that you said, all year long.
Yep, I like it too, Jim. And, you know, I've thought about this a lot, and I think the people who are best at it, who are really generous with their communication, with their employees, with their clients, with their constituents and stakeholders, are the most successful people. And you know what else? They're the most happy people.
I think you're right.
Yeah. So when I think about generosity in business communication, I think about somebody like Captain Denny Flanagan. There was a report in the Wall Street Journal back in August about Captain Denny Flanagan. He's an airline pilot for United Airlines. And Captain Flanagan, and you know, today flying is so difficult for people.
It's not fun.
It's not fun. And the people who have to fly all the time, I really feel for them. I'm not one of those people. I fly from time to time, and I've been lucky, but boy, I know what they go through. Captain Flanagan does things like mills around and networks with his passengers before a flight. On the flight, he has been known to order meals from McDonald's for passengers who are delayed. He calls.
Time out. He orders food for the passengers when the flight.
That's right. The flight is sitting on the ground at the gate, and it's sitting there for 2 hours, and people are hungry, and he orders 200 meals from McDonald's.
I'm curious about who pays for that.
Well, me too. But you know what?
Not that it really matters. It's just I'm just curious. What a great story.
It is a great story. It's an inspiring story. Do you think those people that get off Denny Flanagan's plane want to fly with him again and United Airlines again?
Absolutely.
I certainly would.
Absolutely.
I certainly would.
Well, it's not only generosity. It's a best practice.
Oh, it's a huge best practice, Jim.
So generosity is a best practice, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, it's very hard. We're very bogged down in our business lives. And what we tend to do, and I'm as guilty of this as anyone else, is we tend to tell people when things are bad, when they've done something wrong, and when we're unhappy. And we're not so good at telling people when we're happy. We think we shouldn't have to do that. They'll already know. But they don't know. They need to hear it.
Well, we think that we're paying them to do things right.
Yes,
so why
that's
should
right.
we have to compliment them for that? We're not paying them to do things wrong, so that obviously needs to have some attention. And I'll tell you something else I think that our society has gotten into, Ruth, and that is that if you watch television, you know, 10,000 or 100,000 buses arriving at school safely is not news.
That's right.
Or you know, 10,000 planes landing safely is not news. We only hear the negatives on television, it seems, these days.
I think you're absolutely right. The TV and the news, it's always very bad, isn't it? It's not fun.
Well, and so I think you're exactly right. I'm glad to hear you say that. You know, and I'll tell you something else that I enjoy doing this. Whenever I'm going to be giving a speech.
Yeah.
One of the things I like to do is just walk around. Before the speech, if there's time, people will be sitting around in the chairs, you know, finding the chairs and getting to know the people next to them. I will literally walk around among the tables and just look at people. Sometimes I'll talk to them, but sometimes I'll just make eye contact and smile. And what I have noticed that whenever I do that, whenever I give my speech, I feel that there's more energy between me and the audience when that happens. And maybe I didn't say anything to them.
Jim, you know the best speakers do that. Only the best speakers do it, so you must be one of them.
Well, I guess I didn't know about that, but I just felt what I do that because I want to feel the energy.
Absolutely.
I literally feel the energy, and to me, that's exactly right. And see, that's something that I think we're missing these days in the marketplace.
We are.
When we don't say, and in my audience, they're way ahead of me, Ruth. They know what I'm about to say. I'm talking about the way we talk to our customers when they give us their money. You know, do we just not say anything, or do we say thank you for the business? We really appreciate you coming in. That connection is important, isn't it?
It's extraordinarily important, and you're absolutely right. Customer service and those kinds of regular polite gestures are simply missing from our communication these days, and a lot of that has to do with the way we communicate. We communicate by email and IM and text, and you know how I feel about that as a main form of communication. It's really degraded our business communication, our ability to connect with others. So there's a lot we can do. I just got done putting personal notes on 450 Christmas cards that I sent out. Jim, you're going to be getting one of those.
Personal note on 400.
Yes.
Wow, that's a commitment.
That's a commitment. It takes planning and forethought. And, you know, it can be done.
But that's how, Ruth, and you and I talked about this in the when we were off the air earlier, that's how people like you continue to have good business, maybe when other people don't.
It helps you stand out from the crowd.
It's the best. It's not only the right thing to do, folks, it's a best practice. 20 after, we're going to be right back with our good friend Ruth Sherman. She's the author of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away.
Well, I was moving down the road in my VA4.
Hey, Jim, this is Annabelle Dodd, author of The Essential Guide to Telecommunications. Congratulations on 10 years of having fun.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And we're visiting with our good friend Ruth Sherman. She's the author of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away, How to Persuade Anyone of Anything. Ruth, tell us where the book's available, please.
Oh, the book's available anywhere books are sold, Jim. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, whatever, Borders, your
what
local
about your
bookseller.
Own website?
Everywhere. Not my website. You can look at it on my website, and you can click right into Amazon on my website.
And what is your website?
The website is www.ruthsherman.com. Thanks for asking.
RuthSherman.com.
Yeah.
Ruth, what do you think is preventing us from being more connected to people? I mean, what is it? I mean, what's so hard for people to understand that our customers are the most important people in the world of us? I mean, I have a lot of HR people on the show, and they'll say the most important person in your organization are your employees. Well, you know what? I don't agree with that because employees are important, but you know what? Unless employees are going to buy all my stuff, they don't get to be number one. Number one are the people who give me their money, and number two are employees because we all need the customer. So what's so confusing? What's so hard? What's so difficult about connecting whatever it takes, doing whatever it takes to connect with our customers.
I think what I mentioned earlier has something to do with it, the fact that we're very busy and we've gotten very addicted to communicating electronically, which gets us out of practice, frankly, with face-to-face and the cues, the nonverbal cues and social cues that we get by meeting people face-to-face and talking to them even on the phone.
I'm going to remind all of us of what John Nesbitt said 25, 30 years ago. Yes, we will use high tech, but we will always want high touch.
We'll always want high touch. And,
if you're not touching your customers, then when your competitors do, then you're out.
Right, and I don't care how many emails you send or how in touch you think you are with your customers. If you're not seeing them and you're not speaking to them, you're not in touch with them. So that's a problem.
I had a customer that I'd done business with for 6 years. I'd never given them a proposal face to face. They were happy. We were all fine. But I had a story I wanted to tell them about our future, and I actually. Almost had to demand this customer that he give me some time, and I flew to see him and gave him my proposal, even though he said, Jim, we're doing business, we're doing fine, just email it to me. I said, no, I want to be in front of you when I show you this. And so not only did he buy what I asked him to buy, and not only did he enjoy it, the next year when it was time to redo the proposal process, he said, and you can come up here if you want. How about that?
I think that's a great testimony.
Isn't that a great story?
Yes, it's a great testimonial to the power of high touch. There's just no substitute for it, and no matter what we do with our technology, there'll never be a substitute for it. So
the people
who want to do well, they know. The best salespeople, you know, they're worth their weight in gold. They know that they've got to go see the customer and have relationships with the customer. That's what it's about, Jim. And it's about knowing your customer in a way you can't know them by electronic communication. Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you something else. Our customers, the people in our communities, customers or not, they have lives, they have families, they have challenges, they have illnesses, they have lots of different things. And you're not going to get that. You're not going to get that information in an email.
You're not going to get it in an email. You know, I have one story just to share with you very quickly. My good friend Joe Santana, who just stepped down as the CEO of Timex, a big watchmaker.
Right.
When he was the CEO, there were valuable employees who became ill, very ill, or whose relatives became ill, and Joe always put a plan in place to make sure that those people, no matter where in the world they were, got the best treatment, whether that if that meant flying them up to New York City from Arkansas or from wherever, from the Philippines on a private jet, and putting their family up and making sure they got treatment. He made sure this goes above and beyond. What he said to me was, it really pays off to treat people well. You know, at the end of the day, the people will work harder for you. They'll be more productive if they think the company
his people
has a
were
heart.
Not, yeah. His people didn't were not numbers. They were human beings.
They were human beings, and Joe is really able to see. He has empathy. He's able to see the value of people a little further down the privilege and pay scale, if you will.
Yeah.
You know.
Well,
that's
the
rare
challenge for some people. I mean, we have to. We should all pay a little more attention to the human being in front of us, not the customer in front of us, not the employee in front of us, but the human being.
Absolutely, and we should do this not just in December, or not just between Thanksgiving and Christmas, right?
Thank you for saying that. See, that's the reason I'm a Scrooge, Ruth.
Yeah.
See, I'm kind of a Scrooge because it irritates me that we get all worked up this time of year.
Yeah, and me too.
It bothers me that we compress all of our niceness into 3 weeks or so.
It's really sick, isn't it? It is.
I don't like that idea.
It's awful.
And so, you know, if we see somebody who needs something, don't say I'll give them that in Christmas. Do it in July.
That's right. All year long,
Ruth,
there are things that we can do.
I got to wrap it up. But this has
been
a great visit. Thank you so much for being here. Give us the website one more time, please.
Oh, sure. It's www.ruthsherman.com.
And folks, she practices what she preaches, and that's the reason why her business is doing so well. Get them to see it your way right away. That's her book. Ruth, thanks for being here. We'll see you next time.
Hey, thanks. Have a great holiday, Jim. Happy New Year.
You too. Quick break. Right back after these messages with our good friend Mike Menzies. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.